B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Ashley, how can we help you, madam?
Hey, yeah, I went out with this guy, Austin, and I felt like it was a decent date, but he's totally MIA, and I don't understand what I did wrong. Like, if anything, I should be the one who's MIA, because it was kind of weird. Like, he has to split the bill, which is fine, whatever. Like, I get it. Tough times, struggles real. I just thought it was weird that I had to cash app him half of the money. I'm like,
whoa, hold on a second.
Wait, he asked you to cash app him and you want another date with him?
Look, you know, it's 2019. I'm totally a feminist, so I get it. I could pay half the bill and that's cool.
You know what? Maybe like, you guys are like serial daters and it's, you know, it's easier in the beginning to be like, let's just split the bill. If we like each other, eventually one of us will pay for the whole damn meal. All right. So is there anything, you know, weird that you think you did that made him not want to see you though?
There's no way I did anything weird. It's impossible. It was a perfectly fine date. Everything was cool and normal. The only thing that was weird was that, and that's on him.
Maybe the Cash App thing was some kind of test.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she would have failed it, because sent it to him, it's right. I don't know. I'm just...
That'd be the worst test ever.
I don't know. It's just weird. I've never heard that before.
Let me see if he'll open the door for me. He did!
Yeah.
F him! Okay, well, you know what? We'll give him a call for you next, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to a lovely lady by the name of Ashley, and she's looking for this guy, Austin. Mm-hmm. Here's a weird thing. So she's looking for him, even though he asked her to split the bill on the date. Usually that's the thing that would turn her off from him. Being like, yo, this piece of crap, at the end of the day, he told me to split the bill. No, she still wants to see him, and for some reason he's not seeing her, or he's not hitting her back. So I'm going to ask you one more time before we try and call this guy. Is there anything you can think of that you might have done that turned him off?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, then stay quiet. We're going to try and call him, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Austin?
I'm not sure who's calling.
I'm sorry. We know it's you. Austin, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa calling from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And I can tell by the sound of your voice that you literally just woke up to your phone ringing. So I can explain. If you give me 20 seconds, I can explain why we're calling.
Okay.
It's a good thing. Okay, so... We are calling you because we got your phone number from a girl who would like to go out on a date with you. We will pay for whatever date you choose. This is how much they like you. They're going to let you pick whenever you're free, wherever you'd like to go for the date, and then we'll pay for it.
Bro, is this some kind of scam or something?
No, I swear to God, no. So I'm even going to tell you her name.
Who?
Okay, so her name is Ashley. You guys already went out once, and she told us about it.
Okay, I know Ashley.
Well, we kind of know. She called us up about you. She said that you guys had a really good date that time and that she would like to see you again, but that you're not, you've been MIA.
Yeah, I have been.
What's the deal?
I don't know. She just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Let me put it this way. She spent the whole date telling me about how great her job was and how much money she makes, but when the bill came, she gave me less than half of it.
She gave you...
Dinner was $100.
Yeah.
And it was over $100. And I'm like, hey, you want to split the bill and get out of here? And she tosses me $50 on the Cash App. And I guess she wants to say that bit.
Hold on.
Whatever.
Wait. I'm not great at math, but what's 100 divided by 2?
Yeah, it's 50.
But not if you include tip. Mm-mm. No.
So,
we can't skip the waiter.
So how much were you expecting to get from her?
20% would be $20.
$50?
60.
Total?
Oh, 60.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
So she sent you 50.
Bro, are you kidding? kidding me right now?
I am like, Austin, this can't
Ashley's
be real.
On the phone right now. Hold on a second. Ashley, let me just, Austin, I just want to reiterate this. I just want to make sure I'm hearing you right. You don't want to go on another date with this girl. You had a great first date, and you asked to split the bill. She sends you $50 on a $100 bill, but because she didn't give you the extra $10 for her half of the tip, that's why you don't want to see her again?
Yeah, man. She spent the whole night talking about how great her life is and how much money she's making, and then she wants to stiff on half the bill. Like,
half the bill? What are you talking about, dude?
You're gonna live a life of not getting laid with that attitude.
Oh, man, whatever. I get laid. I just don't get stiffed at dinner.
You're such a piece of shit. So you've been ignoring me for $10.
Yeah, for $10.
$10?
Maybe that doesn't sound like a lot to you because you get paid all this great money. But you know what? Some of us actually have to go to work and get paid by the hour. And that means hours of work for me.
Guess what? Don't go on dates then.
I can't believe you all expect that some woman should eat for free because she wants to.
She's not eating for free. It's $10. It's not even like, Ashley, let me ask you a question. I'm going to play devil's advocate here. In your head, were you like, oh, I know I should pay $60, but I'm only going to give him $50 because I don't want to give him that extra $10?
No, I wasn't even thinking about that, dude. It was a good date. I was like, okay, what's the bill? Sure. I thought I was being cool, but unbelievable.
Okay, how about this? If Ashley cash apps you another $10, hey, you know what? Maybe she cash apps you $11. Would you be willing to go on another date with her?
Ew, she doesn't want him no more.
No, thank you.
Ew.
Wow, you are such a cheap piece of shit. I am so glad you didn't call me back because I didn't want to have to split another meal with you. I'm going to cash up you $11 so you have interest and that you can shove up your...
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
Yeah, Monday. Another great second date update. You're going to find out that it's possible to cheat on somebody, but not with... another human being? Not even with something that's alive. Listen, Monday morning at 8:10. And we're going to start qualifying people right now to go to the game Sunday night. So, get ready.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.